So you know how we always talk about, Corey, I know you and I do it all the time, that in 2 years, like, this incredible class that is going to, free agent class in baseball is coming out, like Kershaw, Machado, and Bryce Harper, right? Like, everybody's
all my
out.
Favorite guys.
All your favorite guys. We haven't, the Yankees are going to sign all of them, obviously. But,
yeah, they're all going to be New York Yankees.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you one, Scotty, and I know you like to make fun of me because I prematurely give out these contracts for the Yankees. I'm going to tell you one guy I guarantee you they sign. Outside of Bryce Harper, obviously.
Trevor Cahill?
No, not Trevor Cahill. But I'm being serious with you.
Okay.
In 2 years, one guy that the Yankees will 1,000% sign will be Dallas Keuchel.
They have to.
Why do you believe that?
Because they can't beat him. they can't beat him.
Well, they have twice, though. His career record, the career record against him is 4-2 with a 1.41 ERA.
1.41 ERA. The fact is, the Yankees cannot, over and over and over, every time they face him, he stymies the crap out of them. Anyone that stymies the crap, like they remember these things, right?
That was a masterful performance last night.
Every time he plays them, it's a masterful performance.
I watched it the way, just like, this is the Dallas Keuchel that we saw when he won the Cy Young Award. The way that he just like they're going to be actually looking forward to facing McCullers tonight after what they saw from Keuchel last night.
100%.
He was changing speed, soft tossing. The changeup was working. So much soft contact. It's like he totally frustrates the Yankees. You can see they're a fastball hitting team, and everything that he comes in with just like keeps them so much off balance.
It's unbelievable. Keuchel went 6 innings with 9 strikeouts, 5 hits, a walk, a run, and the run that inning was the most absurd thing ever because it was an error that Yuli Gurriel just dropped the freaking ball, literally just threw it at him and he dropped it. A clean single. Eventually, the bases get loaded, and Jacoby Ellsbury reaches on catcher's interference again. He has the second most catcher interference of all time behind Pete Rose. One catcher's interference away from Pete Rose.